我们请一起低头同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence. Please be seated.
那感谢主耶稣恩典啊，在这个安息圣日，我们一同在这里继续来学习查考圣经上的道理。
Thank God that on this Sabbath day we could continue to study your words.
那我们今天早上要用旧约的一段历史的记载来做彼此的学习。
This morning we use something from the history books as a mutual encouragement.
啊，圣经当中旧约里面记载了以色列人的历史。
In the Bible, it recorded the history of the Israelites.
啊，记载的非常详细，不论好坏，全部都写出来了。
And it recorded history of the Israelites very clearly, whether if it's good or bad.
啊，就是希望我们今天的人能够借着圣经来做学习。
And the reason is because so that we can learn from their mistakes.
那如果是好的，使我们能够有学习效法的榜样。
So that we can learn from the good example that Israelites have set for us.
啊，如果有不好的，成为我们今天警惕提醒自己的对象。
At the same time, we can learn from their mistakes. So, and it serves as a warning for us.
那在以色列人历史当中记载了很多的国王啊。
In the history of the Israelites, it recorded many kings.
啊，但是大部分的国王都是不好的。
But most of the kings are not very good.
哦，所以他们的历史其实是一个失败的，或是一个血泪的历史。
So for this reason, their histories are full of failures.
哦，因为他们离弃神，拜偶像。
Because they departed from God and they worship idols.
哦，所以虽然是被称为选民
，even though they're the chosen one，
但是他们的生活当中却没有神的恩典。
But their life lacked the grace of God.
虽然被称为亚伯拉罕的子孙
，even though they're the descendants of Abraham，
他们却时常活在敌人的压迫之下。
But they live under the oppression of their enemies.
啊，我们今天来信主。
Today, when we believe in God,
我们成为主所选召的百姓。
That we become the chosen Israelites of the Israelites.
千万不要以为你成为神的选民，你就一定一切都很好。
And don't be mistaken that just because you become the chosen one, does not mean that your life will be prosperous.
那神选召了以色列人。
That God has chosen the Israelites.
啊，但是因为他们的行为有问题。
And because they don't have the right attitude.
但是因为他们的信仰不虔诚。
And because their faith is not pure.
所以虽然信耶稣，虽然有拜神。
Even though they worship God.
但是生活当中仍然充满了各样的患难。
But their life is full of troubles.
啊，所以我们今天要以他们做我们的借镜啊。
So today we want to use them as a warning.
既然信了耶稣
that we believe in God,
就要活着像一个基督徒
that we should live like a Christian.
既然追求了信仰
that we pursue faith,
就要以信仰为人生追求的终极目标
then our faith should be the goal of our life.
啊，能够不要像以色列人一样犯一样的错误
that we shouldn't make the same mistakes as the Israelites.
啊，但是以色列人当中也有几个不错的国王啊
But even the Israelites have some few good kings.
啊，我们今天来看历代志下的第34章。
Second Chronicle chapter 30.
历代志下34章。
Second Chronicle chapter 34.
第一节。
Verse 1.
历代志下的第34章第一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 34.
第一节
，Verse one，
啊，这里说约西亚登基的时候年八岁，在耶路撒冷作王31年。第二节
，Verse two，
第二节，他行神眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫所行的，不偏左右。第三节
，Verse three，
他作王的第八年，尚且年幼，就寻求他祖大卫的神，到了十二年才洁净。犹大和耶路撒冷除掉丘坛木偶雕刻的像和铸造的像。好，那这里讲到一个国王名叫约西亚。
Over here recorded a king named Hosea.
那这个约西亚他可能不是那么的有名啊。
He might not be a very popular king.
但是他其实是一个很重要而且很好的君王。
But in reality, he's a very good king and a very important king.
那约西亚的爸爸叫做亚门呐。
His father was Amon.
啊，他的爷爷叫做马拿西哈 ，Manasseh 哈。
And his and his grandfather was Manasseh.
那为什么要特别提出他的爸爸跟他的爷爷呢？
And why does the Bible mention both his father and his grandfather?
因为他的爸爸跟他的爷爷都是一个很糟糕的人啊。
Because both the father and the grandfather are very pitiful people.
哦，尤其是马拿西啊。
Especially Manasseh.
圣经上说讲说马拿西是个非常非常恶毒的国王啊。
The Bible clearly mentioned that Manasseh is a very, very, very evil king.
也讲到他的爸爸亚门啊。
And it also mentioned his father Ammon.
他说他的爸爸也是一个很不好的君王。
That his father is not a very good king.
他们拜偶像。
And they worship the idol.
他们筑丘坛。
And they raise up the high places.
他们带领以色列人行偶像的崇拜。
And they brought the Israelites, led the Israelites astray into worshiping idols.
因此他们成为神所厌恶的君王啊。
And for this reason, God despised both of them.
但是在这里讲到马拿西这个人却是不一样的。
But we hear to mention King Hosea was different.
西亚却是不一样，约西亚却是不一样的。
The Hosea was the special king.
虽然他的爸爸不好。
Even though his father was not very good.
虽然他的爷爷更糟。
Even though his grandfather was even worse.
但是约西亚却成为神眼中行正的一个君，行好事的一个国王啊。
But Hosea was a man after the heart of God.
所以今天我们的信仰啊。
So today in our faith,
记得你的信仰由你自己来决定哦。
That your faith is actually determined by yourself.
没有借口，没有理由。
And that there is no excuses, there is no reason for this.
虽然约西亚的爸爸不好，
even though his father was very bad,
他却成为神眼中看为正的一个君王。
But he became someone who did what was right in the eyes of God.
虽然他的爷爷很坏。
Even though his grandfather was very evil,
他却常但是约西亚却神行神眼中看为正的事。
But Hosea did what was right in the eyes of God.
所以我们今天要为自己的信仰负责。
And today, we are responsible for our own faith.
不管你的家，你的爸爸是谁。
It doesn't matter who your father is.
不管你的爷爷是怎么样的人。
It doesn't matter who your grandfather is.
都不是成为你今天信仰成功或失败的借口。
They're not your grandparents and your father should not be as excuse for your failure or success in your faith.
你的爸爸爷爷人很好。
Maybe your father and your grandfather are very good.
敬畏神。
And they respect God.
不代表你今天信仰会成功。
That doesn't mean that your faith will be successful.
但是你今天你的长辈离弃神。
Today, if your parents left God.
离弃哈。Deserted.
If they deserted God.
不代表你今天信仰必须要失败。
But that doesn't mean that your faith has to fail.
只能讲到最后，你要为自己的信仰负责。
At the end, you have to be responsible for your own faith.
人要努力。
That you need to strive.
不能够看，不是凭着我们的家庭来决定的。
That your faith cannot be built on your own family.
所以我们这里看到约西亚，他虽然生长在这种家庭里面。
That even Hosea grew up in a very poor family.
他却活出一个完全不一样的人生来。
That he lived a very, very distinct life.
那第二个，我们看到这里，约西亚当王的时候非常年轻啊。
The second thing that we saw that when he became king, he was very young.
在这里讲说，约西亚登基的时候，他才八岁而已啊。
And it's recorded here that he was only 8 years old when he became king.
但是在这里说，虽然他登基的时候才八岁。
Even though he was only 8 years old,
但是他行神眼中看为正的事情啊。
But he did what was right in the eyes of God.
效法他祖宗大卫所行的。
Then he followed what David did.
所以啊，虽然约西亚非常的年轻
，Even though Josiah was very young,
但是年轻的国王一样能够活出不一样的生活。
That even a very young king could live a very special life.
虽然只是一个年轻的国王
，Even though he was extremely young,
一样能够。洁净圣殿，拥有一个属灵的信仰。
That he could cleanse the temple and live a very spiritual life.
所以啊，在耶利米书里面告诉我们哦。
So in the book of Jeremiah teaches this.
我们来看一下耶利米书的第一章。
In the book of Jeremiah chapter one.
我们看耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter one.
第一章的第六节。
Chapter
1,
verse
6. Let's read verse 5. Verse 5.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5.
这里说，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。你未出母腹，我已分别你为圣。我已派你做列国的先知。第六节。
Verse 6.
我就说，主神啊，我不知怎样说，因为我是年幼的。第七节。
Verse 7.
那主对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你就要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。第八。
Verse 8.
第八，你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是我主神所说的哈。那这里是神对耶利米先知所说的话。
And these are the words spoken to Jeremiah.
当神选召耶利米来做先知的时候。
And when they chosen when God chose Jeremiah to become prophet.
神给耶利米一个很大的使命啊。
He gave Jeremiah a great mission.
就是叫耶利米去改变那个时代。
That he asked Jeremiah to change the generation
at that time. 重新去复兴那个时代的信仰。
And to revive their faith.
但是耶利米很害怕啊。
But Jeremiah was very afraid.
耶利米说我的年纪很轻啊。
Then Jeremiah said that I'm so young.
要负担的这个责任太大了。
And that the responsibility for me is too great.
所以我没有办法。
So I'm not up to the task.
但是在这里啊，神却对他说。
But God spoken told him this.
他说耶利米啊，你不要说你是年幼的啊。
Jeremiah, you shouldn't say that you're very young.
我若与你同同在啊、
哦、！That if I'm with you，
你不管到哪里去，你都不用害怕。
That regardless of wherever you are, don't be afraid。
我让你说什么，你就说什么。
That if you just preach whatever I tell you to preach。
所以啊，这里是神在告诉耶利米哦。
So this is what God told encouraged Jeremiah。
也是告诉我们今天的每一个人。
And God is also telling this to every one of us。
不要说我是年幼的，我不行啊。
And don't think that you are just a youth。
如果耶利米在年纪轻轻就能出来传警告。
If Jeremiah could preach at such a young age。
如果约西亚能够年纪轻轻就洁净圣殿。
If Josiah could cleanse his temple at such a young age,
我们今天其实没有任何的理由跟借口的。
Then we have no excuses or reasons.
你不能说啊，因为我年幼，所以不做圣工是应该的。
So don't think that oh, because I'm only a youth, I can neglect holy work.
你不能说因为我今天信仰的时间很短，所以我犯罪是有理由的。
And you can't give yourself excuse that oh, I just believe in God, so I can commit sin.
如果这些年轻人都能够活出一个不一样的生活。
And if these youth in the Bible could live a very special life,
我们也能够以他们为榜样来活出一个不同的生活来。
Then we can learn from them and learn from them as example and live a very special life.
我们看34章的第三节哈。
Turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 34.
历代志下的34章的第三节。
2 Chronicles chapter 34.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他做王的第八年，尚且年幼。就寻求他祖大卫的神，到了十二年，洁净了犹大和耶路撒冷，除掉丘坛、木偶、雕刻的像和铸造的像。第四节。
Verse four.
众人在他面前拆毁巴利的坛，砍断坛上高高的日像，又把木偶和雕刻的像、必铸造的像打碎成灰，撒在祭偶像人的坟上哈。那这里讲说啊，当约西亚当王以后哈
，It was here recorded when Hosea became king。
他开始追求神了。
He started pursuing God。
当他做王八年了以后啊
，In the eighth year of his reign。
这个时候约西亚是十六岁。
At that time he was only 16。
他说当他十六岁的时候，他就开始洁净犹大地啊。
So at the age of 16, he started cleaning the。Cleaning the temple.
洁净犹大，洁净耶路撒冷。
So he started cleanse Jerusalem and Judah.
在这里说他打碎他那个除掉丘坛，打碎木偶哦。
They got rid of the idols and broke them down.
从以色列人当中把这个偶像除掉。
So he removed the idols from the Israelites.
我们可能觉得这是一件很容易的事情啊。
And we might think this should be a very simple task.
其实这一点都不简单啊。
And reality is actually very difficult.
不要忘记啊，这些丘坛偶像是谁弄出来的
？And don't forget who built these tents. Who
是他的爸爸，是他的爷爷啊。
And that these altars and idols were built by his father.
这个偶像的风气是谁开始的
？So who started this tradition of these worshiping idols?
是他的爸爸，是他的爷爷啊。
That it started from his father and grandfather.
所以今天约西亚作为一个很年轻的国王
，So today as a young king,
刚刚当王就要改变改变犹大国的现状。
In the very beginning of his reign, he has changed his kingdom.
他所要面对的困难，所要面对的压力应该是很大的啊。
And the difficulty that he faced in the pressure along with the pressure must be very great.
尤其在他的国家当中哦
，especially in his kingdom.
应该有很多是他爸爸、他爷爷那个年代的老臣呐、啊。
that within his kingdom there must be a lot of senior officials that are during the time that are from his father.
所以约西亚要做这样的改变。
So for Hosea to make these dramatic changes,
可能会让很多人觉得很不舒服哦。
That he might upset a lot of officials.
约西亚除掉这些丘坛跟偶像。
That when he got rid of all these idols,
可能会逼的很多人改变他们的习惯。
That it might force a lot of officials to change their habits.
哦，所以会得罪很多的人啊。
So he might anger a lot of people.
啊，但是啊，在这里说啊，约西亚都不管这些的。
But Hosea was not afraid of this.
他做应当做的事情。
So he did what was right.
而不是做人喜悦的事情啊。
And he did not do what pleases men.
啊，因为很多时候啊，要改变一种习惯并不容易。
Because it's hard to change someone's habit.
改变是一种痛苦。
A change is difficult.
改变要付出代价。
And to change, you need to make sacrifices.
啊，在这里约西亚却逼着全国改变啊。
So here Hosea forces the entire kingdom to change their habit.
因为那是对的事情。
Because that's correct.
啊，他们为什么会有这么多的偶像呢？
And why do they have so much idols?
我们来看一下列王记下的二十二章哦。
Second Kings chapter 22.
列王记下二十二章。
Second Kings chapter 22.
列王记下的二十二章
Second Kings chapter 22
第二十三章哦
Second Kings chapter 23
二十三章的第四节
Verse 4
第四节那这里说王吩咐大祭司希勒家和副祭司并把门的把那为巴利和亚瑟拉并天上万象所造的祭民都从神的殿搬出来搬到耶路撒冷外吉伦西的旁边烧了、哦、第五节
Verse 5、
啊、从前犹大列王所立拜偶像的祭司并犹大城邑的丘坛和耶路撒冷周围烧香都废去又飞去向巴利和日月星星并天上万象烧香的人啊，第六节哈、
哦。Verse 6、
啊、又从神的殿中把亚瑟拉搬到耶路撒冷外的祭坛焚烧，打碎成灰，将灰撒在平民的坟上哈、哦。啊，这里讲到说啊，他们这些偶像都是巴利、亚瑟拉和天上的万象。
So we hear talk these are the idols of Baal and Asherah.
啊，这个是当时啊，他们附近的国家喜欢崇拜的偶像。
And these are the idols that are worshipped by the neighboring kingdoms.
啊，他们相信拜巴利、拜亚瑟拉就会带来丰收。
They believe that if they worship Baal and Asherah, they'll bring good crops.
啊，就会生产许多的子，就会拥有许多的子女。
And that by worshiping them, they're the god of fertility, so they'll be very fertile.
那、啊、这个就是他们附近的国家的偶像崇拜。
And this is the idols that's worshipped by their neighbors.、
啊、所以犹大的国王啊，把这些外邦的习俗带进到以色列，带进到犹大人的当中啊。
So the king brought these foreign idols into the temple.
啊，希望学别人。
And he hoped to learn from the others.
啊，就能够被外邦人所接纳。
So that they could be accepted by the foreigners.
啊，希望学别人。
And he hoped that by learning from the others.
啊，别人就不会看你以为奇怪。
That the others will not see you as very very strange.
啊，所以啊，历代的国王啊，都喜欢拜偶像。
So for this reason, the kings they want to worship idols.
那、啊、常常不是因为他们真的相信偶像哦。
Not because they truly believe in these idols.
而是因为如果我们跟别人做一样的事情
，so they want to do similar things as others.
我们就很容易被外面的人所接受。
That they want to be accepted by others.
啊，但是今天信仰常常逼着我们要跟世界不同。
But today our faith forces to be different.
啊，我们追求的目标不一样。
And that our goals are different.
我们重视的价值不一样。
And we have different values.
我们生活的方式不一样。
And our lifestyles are different.
我们永存的目标不一样。
And our goals are different.
所以人当你人在这里的时候
when you're here in the chapel,
大家能够彼此理解。
That we could all have this mutual understanding.
但是当你人在外面
but when you're outside,
你会发觉说你与世界格格不入啊。
And that you might realize that you're very different from the rest of the world.
众人以为你奇怪啊。
And the others might think that you're very strange.
啊，这个就是我们所必须要面对的现实。
And this is a reality that we face.
那所以约书亚的年代，大家拜偶像。
So in the time of Hosea, they worship idols.
因为附近的国家都是这样。
Because all of the neighbors worship idols.
啊，但是约西亚却不愿意同流合污啊。
But Hosea wanted to be different.
众人都这样做不代表他是对的。
If everyone else does the same thing, it doesn't mean they're correct.
众人都这样追求不代表他是好的。
That if everyone pursues the same thing, it doesn't mean that's right.
哦，所以约西亚非常的勇敢。
So Hosea was very brave.
他敢于挑战当时的啊，当时的环境。
That he was brave to challenge the status quo.
他敢于突破当时的限制。
That he wanted to overcome the challenges during his time.
因为那是对的事情。
Because that's the right thing to do.
今天我们很清楚什么是人生对的事情啊。
So today we're very clear on what is correct in our life.
你知道该做什么？
You know what's the correct thing to do.
你知道什么是对的？
And you know what's right.
啊，但是很多时候我们做不出来啊。
But a lot of times we were unable to carry it out.
啊，不敢面对挑战。
That we're afraid to face the challenges.
啊，不敢突破现况。
We're afraid of the reality.
我们总是不断的安慰自己啊。
That we always comfort ourselves.
啊，别人也是这样啊。
That other people does the same thing.
啊，不是只有我这样啊。
It's not only me.
啊，我软弱，主了解啊。
That I'm weak, God will understand.
我犯罪啊，主耶稣知道啊，我软弱啊。
That if I sin, that God will understand because I'm very weak.
还有人说啊，神就是造我这个样子啊。
And that some might comfort themselves and say that, oh, God created me this way.
哦，所以有时候我们常常对自己非常的宽容。
A lot of times we're very merciful to ourselves.
以致我们的信仰常常处在非常软弱的状况。
And for this reason, our faith are often very weak.
哦，所以年轻的约西亚。
So this young just Hosea.
却能够敢于挑战这个拜偶像的环境。
But he was willing to challenge this environment of idol worshiping.
我们看回来历代志下34章哦。
Second Chronicles chapter 34.
历代志下34章。
Second Chronicles chapter 34.
第八节。
Verse 8.
历代志下34章的第八节。
Second Chronicles chapter 34, verse 8.
第八节，约西亚王十八年，进地进殿之后，就差遣亚撒利亚的儿子沙番、义宰、马西亚、约哈斯的儿子史官、约雅去修理主他神的殿。第九节
，verse nine，
他们就去见大祭司希勒家，将奉到神殿的银子交给他。这银子是看守神殿的利未人。从马拿西、以法莲和一切以色列剩下的人，以及犹大、便雅悯众人，并耶路撒冷的百姓所收来的。第十节哦，而将这个银子交给神殿里督工的，转交修理神殿的工匠啊。那在这里啊，当约西亚洁净犹大地以后，
那么 Hosea purged the land
啊，当他把这个偶像除掉。
And when he removed the idols.
那他下一步所做的事情就是重新修造神的殿啊。
His next step is to rebuild the temple.
啊，在他爷爷的时代。
And during the time of his grandfather.
啊，这个神的殿已经被毁坏，被关起来了。
And that the temple of God has deteriorated, has been closed.
啊，但是当约西亚要重新复兴信仰。
And when Hosea wanted to revive the faith.
啊，他第一件事做的就是要重新打开神的殿。
The first thing he did is he opened the doors of the temple.
啊，把它洁净，使得百姓能够在那里来拜神。
So he cleansed it so that people could worship inside.
啊，所以我们今天信仰要能够重新复兴啊。
So today, if we want to revive our faith,
我们必须要先从生活当中把外邦的偶像除掉。
That we need to first remove the idols from our life.
把一些坏习惯改掉。
That we need to change our bad habits.
啊，但是这不是，这个不够。
But that's not enough.
啊，除了从我们生命当中把这些不好的东西除掉以外，
that besides removing these bad habits,
我们必须要重新把神的殿再一次的建立起来。
That we need to rebuild the temple of God.
啊，什么叫做重新建立神的殿呢？
So what does it mean to rebuild the temple of God?
啊，就是要重新建立一种属灵的生活。
That we need to rebuild our spiritual life.
重新建立一种属灵的功夫。
That we need to live a spiritual lifestyle.
不犯罪只是最基本的要求啊。
Not committing sin is actually a very basic step.
而不是信仰的最终目标。
But that's not the goal of our faith.
那我们今天有时候啊，对自己要求很低啊。
Today we have very some women. We might have very low expectation of ourselves.
我不要拜偶像就好了。
That as long as I don't worship idols,
啊，我不要犯罪就好了。
That as long as I don't sin,
啊，我至少比世界上的人好很多啊。
In reality, I'm much better off than I'm much better than other people.
有没有比较好？
Are we better off than the Gentiles?
或许是比较好啊。
Maybe we're better.
啊，但是不够啊。
But that's not enough.
不要因为你不犯罪，你就很满意啦。
And don't think that just because you don't sin that you're very satisfied.
啊，这里约西亚说要重新修造神的殿啊。
You know, we're here just like Hosea, he rebuilt the temple.
啊，所以啊，当我们今天要重新修造神的殿。
So today when we want to rebuild the temple of God.
啊，在这里说你要把银两献出来哦。
That you need to offer, that you need to sacrifice up your wealth.
啊，但是这里银两是谁献出来的？
So who offered up these gold, these resources?
他说这里以色列一切剩下的跟犹大的众人啊。
It said that the offering were made by the remnant of Israel and Judah.
所以今天要重新修建这个圣城。
So today, in order to rebuild the spiritual city,
重新建造神的圣殿。
That to rebuild the temple of God,
不是一个人两个人来做的。
It's not done by one or two people,
而是全部的人都要参与，全部人都要付出。
That requires everybody to join and it requires everybody to sacrifice.
教会要能够兴旺。
And for church to be prosperous,
圣工要能够发展
and for holy work to expand,
也绝对不是一个人两个人所能够做到的事情
it's not accomplished by one or two people.
那所以我们今天希望看到我们生活当中有神的恩典
And today, if you want to witness the grace of God in our lives,
我们希望看到我们的信仰当中有神来的感动
When we hope that in our spiritual life that we could be moved by God,
那就必须要重新修建圣殿啊
Then we need to rebuild the temple.
我们要重新重视教会
that we need to value the church.
我们要花时间参与圣工
that we need to spend our time on holy work.
啊，不要觉得说我有来聚会就很好
And don't think that just because you come to service and that's good enough.
不要以为我有奉献我就已经够了
And don't think that just because you make sacrifices that's enough.
神要的是什么？
What does God want from us?
神要的是我们一颗重视信仰、重视教会的心啊。
Now God wants us to have a heart that values faith in church.
能够把你的时间拿出来。
And that we're willing to sacrifice our time.
用在教会上面。
That you spend that on church.
啊，虽然你可以在，虽然你很累。
Even though you're very tired,
啊，但是你愿意赶来教会聚会。
But you're willing to come to church to have service.
他说神要看的是我们这颗舍得的心。
And that God wants to see this heart of sacrifice.
所以当我们今天啊重视信仰重视教会了。
So today if we value church and we value our faith.
我们就能够看到神在我们生命当中的作为。
Then we're able to see the wonders of God in our life.
所以在哈该书里面告诉我们哦。
So in the book of Haggai it teaches this.
我们看哈该书的第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书的第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书的第一章。
Haggai chapter 1,
第三节
verse
3. 哈该书是旧约的倒数第三卷哦。
Haggai is actually the last three book of the Bible, of the Old Testament.
哈该书第一章第三节。
Haggai chapter 1, verse 3.
啊，那时神的话临到先知哈该说：“第四，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？”第五节。
Verse 5.
现在万军之主如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。第六
Verse 6,
你们撒的总多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱将工钱装在破漏的囊中。第七节
Verse 7,
万军之主如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。第八
Verse 8,
你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是主说的。第九
Verse 9,
你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收到家中我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋，这是主神说的。第十
Verse 10,
所以为你们的缘故，天不降甘露，地不出土产。第十一
11,
我命干旱临到地上，地土山冈五谷新酒和油， 并地上的出产，人民牲畜，并人手，一切劳碌得来的。哈，那这里是神对以色列百姓所说的。
So this passage is spoken to the Israelites.
那他说，你们工作得很辛苦啊。
That the Israelites worked very hard.
那但是你们得到的却很少。
But they reproduce very little.
那你们收敛了很多到家中。
Even though they accumulated a lot of wealth in their houses.
那我却把它全部吹去啊。
But God has blown all them away.
啊，让你吃却吃不饱。
Even though you ate, but you're never full.
穿却穿不暖。
Whatever you wear, you're never warm.
好像你的口袋破洞一样。
It's just like you have a hole in your wallet.
得到很多却永远不够用。
And that you received a lot, but it's not enough.
他说为什么会这个样子呢？
And why is that?
神说因为我的殿荒凉啊。
And because my temple is desolated.
啊，你们个人却单顾自己的房屋哦。
But you live in great houses.
啊，顾自己的房屋有没有错啊？
Then what's wrong with building up your own house?
我们希望有更好的生活。
That we hope for a better life.
我们希望赚更多的钱。
That we hope to earn more wealth.
这个本身是没有错的。
But earning more wealth by itself is not wrong.
啊，但是如果神的殿荒凉啊。
But if the house of God is desolated.
我们却只顾自己的生活。
And we only care about our own life.
啊，当我们努力的工作却失去了神的看顾跟祝福。
But if we lose the blessing of God,
啊，有时候人可以做很多，但是得到的却很少。
You could work very hard and accomplish nothing.
啊，所以我们今天要上山取木料哦。
So today we need to go up to the mountains and get wood.
来建造神的殿。
And rebuild the temple of God.
啊，因为当神喜悦。
Because when God is pleased with us,
当神得荣耀,
and when God is glorified,
啊，他把福气恩典降在我们身上,
that He'll rain down His blessings upon us,
啊，我们所做的工才会有他应得的收获啊,
that our work will be blessed.
啊，所以在这里啊，当约西亚要重新复兴信仰,
and when Hosea want to revive his faith,
啊，他就是先要洁净神的圣殿,
that he first cleansed the temple,
啊，全部百姓都要参与。
The Israelites join them.
大家都有付出。
That everybody made some sacrifice.
一起来建造神的殿。
And they rebuilt the temple of God.
因为当神的殿建造起来了。
Because when they rebuilt the temple of God.
啊，神的恩典就会临到哦。
And that the grace of God will rain down upon His people.
哦，所以今天呢，我们如果重视神的教会啊。
So today, if we respect the church,
啊，神就会重视我们的生活。
Then God will respect us.
啊，我听他们早期的工人在说啊。
Then I heard these testimonies from the early workers.
他说早期啊，我们在台湾的山地的教会非常非常的贫穷哦。
That the churches in the aboriginal and on the mountain areas of Taiwan are very poor.
啊，他们都是住在那种稻草屋里面啊。
And that they all live in huts.
啊，非常生活非常的穷苦啊。
And that their life was very difficult.
啊，有时候啊，连饭都没有得吃啊。
And sometimes they don't even have a meal.
啊，但是虽然生活得很苦。
Even though they live very difficult life.
啊，但是他们非常的爱神啊。
But they really loved God.
虽然他们住得很差啊。
Even though they live in very poor conditions,
啊，但是他们想要帮神建造一个漂亮的教会啊。
But they wanted to build a beautiful church for God.
啊，所以他们那时候很多的信徒啊，就下到平地去哦。
So a lot of believers from the mountain areas of Taiwan, they went to the plains.
啊，然后就开始在到处打工。
And they started working in the plains.
啊，他们工作完了以后啊，他领到的薪水哦。
So whatever they earned from their wages,
啊，就买了很多的建筑材料，然后自己搬到山上去啊。
So they bought a lot of materials for building the church, and they brought it back to the mountains.
啊，没有人读书。
That nobody, no, that the believers are not educated.
啊，但是自己会设计会堂。
But they had the skills to build the temple.
啊，没有人学建筑。
And that even though they have no architecture,
啊，却能把一间大教会盖起来。
But they're able to build this great church.
他说啊，当他们把教会盖起来啦。
And when they built up the church,
使神的名得到荣耀啦。
And when God was glorified,
信徒的生活也开始改变啊。
And that the life of the members also improved.
啊，从原本的茅草屋。
They once live in huts.
啊，住到铁皮屋里面啊。
They live in a hut that's built with aluminum foils.
啊，结果啊，从铁皮屋啊。
And from living in foils,
啊，就开始盖那个砖屋啦。
And they live in brick houses.
啊，人越重视教会。
And if people value the church,
啊，神的恩典越大哦。
And that the God's blessings will pour upon them.
那我还记得我到非洲的时候啊。
I remember when I went to Africa.
我那时候住在一户信徒的家里。
And that live in the home of a believer.
我们有时候听啊，都觉得非洲很惨很可怜哦。
That we often think that oh, Africa is very poor and very pitiful.
但是啊，我在那户信徒家里啊，天天吃烤鸡啊。
But when I live in that member's house, I had great food.
吃到我都不好意思啊。
I ate so much food that I was embarrassed.
啊，在非洲啊，通常他们是不太吃肉的。
That in Africa they eat very little meat.
啊，他们都吃那个像马铃薯一样的马铃薯泥哦，这一类的东西哦。
They ate something like mashed potatoes.
啊，如果要吃的话，也只有吃鱼啊，因为鱼很便宜啊。
And if they were to have meat, they will probably have fish because fish was very cheap.
啊，鱼便宜，再来是鸡肉。
And after the fish, the next the chicken will be the next expensive meat.
哦，再来是羊肉。
And then there'll be the veal that's more expensive.
啊，然后啊，猪肉跟牛肉非常非常的贵哦。
And then beef and pork will be the most expensive meat you could buy.
啊，但是啊，我住在那个信徒的那一段时间里面啊，他家的那一段时间啊。
But when I live with that member.
哦，我们几乎天天吃烤鸡啊。
But every single day we had chicken.
啊，我们都跟他讲说不要这样子啦，这个很浪费钱啊。
And I told the believers that oh, let's not do this because it's very expensive.
啊，但是他非常坚持啊。
But that member he insisted in giving us meat.
他跟我们说啊，取之于神，用之于神啊。It's from God.
That we're offering whatever we receive from God.
哦，他告诉我们说他以前很穷很穷很穷哦。
So the member testified that they were very poor.
他告诉我们说啊，他们家以前是乡村里面最穷的一户啊。
That in the beginning they were one of the poorest in the entire town.
是连下一餐的饭都不知道在哪里的那种人啊。
And they're the type that they don't even know when is their next meal going to come.
啊，但是当他们信了耶稣以后，哦。
But after they believe in Christ.
啊，因为他们很重视信仰。
And because they value faith.
啊，全村里面只有他们一户信徒。
In the entire town, they only have their family was the sole member.
哦，所以被逼迫的非常厉害啊。
So they receive a lot of persecution.
啊，但是逼迫当中不离开信仰。
But during the persecution, they never departed from their faith.
啊，结果真的神给他们人生开路哦。
So at the end, God opened up a way for them.
啊，所以有一天啊，那个太太就去买了一只小羊回来啊。
So one day, the wife bought a little goat.
啊，跟人家借钱买羊哦。
So the wife actually borrowed money to buy that goat.
啊，她现在很生气啊。
And the husband was very upset.
那为什么很生气？
And why is the husband very upset?
因为在非洲哦，小羊死掉的几率非常非常的高啊。
The reason is because it's very easy for a small goat to die.
哦，所以啊，她现在说你买羊回来干什么？
So the husband said, "Why did you buy the goat?"
啊啊，但是她死，明天死掉怎么办？
And what if it dies tomorrow?
啊，但是啊，那太太说啊，不用担心啦，祷告就对啦。
But the wife said, "Don't worry, just pray."
啊，结果啊，真的啊，八年啊，大羊生小羊，小羊长大再生小羊啊。
So but 8 years later, the young had offsprings and produced a lot more smaller goats.
他说那八年当中，他家里啊，没有一只小羊生出来死掉的啊。
And then during these 8 years, the animals have no miscarriage.
哦，他说就是这样子，他从一只小羊生成一群小羊啊，
so、
一群羊啊。
So from one animal, it produced a lot of animals.
哦，所以啊，我到他家的时候，看到到处都是鸡啊。
So when I was at his home, I saw chickens all over the place.
然后一群羊在那里跑来跑去啊。
And they had a lot of cattle.
啊，家里有六只牛啊。
That they have six cows.
哦，从成为那边最有钱的一户人家啊。
And they became one of the wealthiest within their town.
啊，我还记得有一天呢，他抱了一只很可爱的小羊来给我们看啊。
So one day he brought this very very cute little sheep to in front of us.
啊，然后跟我们去的那个姐妹啊，就把它抱在怀里，说啊，这羊好可爱啊。
And this sister that came with us said, "Oh, this sheep is very cute."
啊，就说哦，你喜欢这一只吗？
And the member asked, "Oh, do you like this little sheep?"
啊，喜欢啊，喜欢啊。
And the sister said, "I really like this little sheep."
好，那我们晚上就吃它了。
And the member said, "Oh, if you like this sheep, then tonight we'll have this sheep for dinner."
啊，真的啊，当他们很重视信仰、很爱神的时候，哦。
And in reality, when you see that they really value their faith and they love
God, 啊，真的，神就给他们人生一直开路，神就一直不断的祝福他们哦。
And that God can bless them continuously.
啊，所以啊，后来他们买了一块地。
So at the end, they bought a plot of land.
啊，但是你不要以为买地他们是要自己家里要盖房子啊。
And don't think that they bought a piece of land just for them to build a house.
买了一块地来盖教会。
And they bought a piece of land to build the church of.
然后他们就住在隔壁啊，住在教会的隔壁啊。
And they live right next to a plot of land.
哦，花自己的钱盖教会，花自己的钱来牵电线啊。
So they spend their own money to build the church of God, and they spend their own money to have the church wired up so that it has electricity.
花自己的钱买土地啊。
And they spend their own money to buy land.
啊，我们到那里的时候啊，就每天啊，哇，什么好的都给我们啊。
So when we were there, they offer us their best.
那其实他们自己的生活是很简单的，他们自己生活平常是很简单，吃的很简单的啊。
But in reality, actually, they themselves live a very simple life.
啊，但是啊，那个姐妹告诉我们哦。
But that sister taught us this.
她说你们放心，你们尽量吃啊。
The sister encourages you to eat whatever you can.
他说你吃越多，神会赐给我更多啊。
And that the more you eat, the more God will bless us.
他说这是我的经验。
And this is my experience.
他说爱神的人啊，神绝对不会让他吃亏的。
That if you love God, God will never disappoint you.
哦，所以啊，重新建立信仰。
So they rebuild their faith.
在于重视教会，重视圣工啊。
And if you value the church and holy work.
我们看回来历代志下。
Listen to Second Chronicles.
34章哦。
Second Chronicles chapter 34.
啊，三十四章哦。
Second Chronicles chapter 34.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
历代志下三十四章的第十四节
，Second Chronicles chapter 34 verse 14。
而这里说，他们将奉到神殿的银子运出来的时候，祭司希勒家偶然得了摩西所传神的律法书。十五节
，15。
希勒家对书记沙番说：“我在神的殿中得了律法书，就将书递给沙番。”十六
，16。
啊，沙番把书带到王那里，回复王说：“凡交给仆人们办的，都办理了。”17 他说神殿里的银子倒出来交给督工和匠人的手里了。第18
18
书记沙番又对王说祭司希勒家递给我一卷书，沙番就在王面前读那书。19节
19
而王听见律法上的话就撕裂衣服。20
20
还吩咐希勒家和沙番的儿子亚西干、米迦和米迦的儿子亚比顿、书记沙番和王的臣仆亚萨亚说。21 21，你们去为我、为以色列和犹大家剩下的人，从这书上的话来求问神，因为我们列祖没有遵照神的言语，没有照这书上的所记的去行，神的烈怒就倒在我们身上。好，那这里讲了，当他们在整理圣殿的时候
，here they recorded while they were cleaning the temple。
他们在修理圣殿的当中啊，找到一卷书啊。
And while they were renovating the temple, they found a book。
他说这一卷书是神的律法书。
And this is the book of law。
所以当这个国王看到这一卷书哦
，And when the king saw that book，
啊，他听到里面所讲的话啊
，And he heard the words in it。
啊，这里说王就撕裂他的衣服啊
，That he tore his clothes。
那这是说，因为我们没有照这书上的话去做哦
，And because we haven't abide by the words in this book。
啊，所以神的烈怒就降在我们的身上啊
，The wrath of God was poured upon us。
啊，所以在这里告诉我们几件事情啊
，So here teaches a few things。
第一件事情
，First thing，
人生当中没有律法是遭遇祸患的开始啊
，That if you live with if you don't abide by the rules, your God's wrath will pour upon you.
今天一个人如果不认识律法
，So today if you don't if a person does not know the law,
你就没有办法分辨对错
，That you couldn't that you wouldn't be able to discern between right and wrong.
啊，当你没有办法分辨对错
，If you can't discern between right or wrong,
你就算得罪神了，你都不知道
，Even you offend a God, you do not know.
你惹神的愤怒，你都不知道
，And that you anger God, but you're ignorant of it.
我们不要以无知当作理由啊。
That we shouldn't use ignorance as an excuse.
我们来看何西阿书哦。
It's the book of Hosea.
我们看何西阿书的第四章。
Hosea chapter 4.
何西阿书第四章的第六节啊
，Hosea chapter 4 verse 6。
何西阿书四章六节
，Hosea chapter 4 verse 6。
第六节，我的民因无知事而灭亡，你弃掉知事，我也必弃掉你，使你不再给我做祭司。你既忘记了你神的律法， 我也必忘记你的儿女啊。那在这里是神对以色列百姓所说的
哦。We hear this is the teaching to the Israelites.
他说啊，你如果没有知识啊，你会灭亡啊。
That my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
说你弃掉信仰上的知识，神就弃掉你了。
That if you reject the knowledge, then I will reject you.
那所以我们今天不要以无知作为一种夸口。
So today, let's not use our ignorance as excuse.
不要以我不知道当做一种理由啊。
And that we shouldn't use just because I don't know as excuse.
在这里约西亚说，我们就是不懂神的话啊。
And we hear Hosea teaches it because we don't know the words of God.
所以神的烈怒就临到我们的身上啊。
And for this reason, the wrath of God is poured upon us.
所以我们今天要学习认识道理。
So today we need to understand the words of God.
才能够分辨对错，知道是非。
So we could discern between the right and wrong.
在这里说啊，当约西亚知道了这件事情啊。
And when Hosea understand this.
他非常难过，就撕裂衣服哦。
He was very sad, so he tore his clothes.
为什么今天约西亚会不懂神的律法、神的话？
And how come Hosea does not know the words of God?
这个是他的父亲、他的祖父、他的先祖要负责的
啊。The reason is it's because his father and his grandfathers are responsible for this.
约西亚不懂神的话，因为他的爸爸没有教他。
The reason why Hosea is ignorant of the words of God because his father failed to teach him.
因为道理没有传承。
Because his father did not pass on the faith.
所以以色列百姓受苦。
And for this reason, the Israelites are suffering.
所以我们如果今天希望我们的孩子能够过得好一点的生活。
So today, if we hope that our children can live better lives.
我们给他预备了很多东西啊。
That we prepare much resources for them.
很多父母亲啊，花很多的精神啊，为孩子准备很多，为了他将来准备很多。
A lot of parents prepare for the children, prepare for the future.
所以有的父母亲工作非常辛苦，就是希望每一个孩子要给他一栋房子啊。
So a lot of parents work very hard so that each one of the children could have a house.
希望他上最好的学校。
And so that they could attend the best universities.
有好的前途啊。
So that they could have a good future.
父母亲很爱孩子。
And that parents love their children.
什么都希望帮他们准备好。
And they want to prepare everything for them.
却忘记了说，如果他生命当中没有神啊。
But they all forgot that if their children don't have God in their life. 如果
神不祝福他的生活。
And if God does not bless them.
你可以为他预备一切。
That you could prepare a lot of materials for them.
他到最后人生却走不出一个好的路来。
That even though you work hard so hard for them, they can have very bad outcome in their life.
如果神不祝福,
and if God does not bless them,
他可以很努力却没有一个好的结果。
And that your children could work very hard and accomplish nothing.
所以啊，在这里啊，约西亚不懂道理啊。
And we hear Hosea was very ignorant of the words of God.
他的长辈要负绝对的责任啊。
And that his parents are responsible for this.
今天我们的孩子如果不懂道理啊。
So today if our children does not know the words of God.
我们到最后也要面对神的质问啊。
Then the parents are responsible for the children's ignorance.
所以在这里啊，当约西亚听到了道理上，当听到书卷上的话啊。
So when Hosea heard the words of the law.
他才发现说为什么今天他们的生活这么的苦。
He realized why are they suffering so much?
他才知道说为什么神的百姓会被敌人欺压。
So he understand why are his people oppressed by his enemies.
所以啊，人生要从苦境转回。
So today, if you want to return, if you want to get out of trouble.
必须要先能够认识道理。
We need to first understand the words of God.
并且从道理当中认识到自己的不足。
That from the words of God, we can understand our shortcomings.
才能够有机会回转啊。
And once we know our shortcomings, we can revive.
所以当一个人回转啊。
And when we revive our faith.
圣经里面讲说，你回转归向神，神就回转归向你啊。
In the Bible, it teaches that if we return to God, and God will return to us.
但是如果你根本不知道自己所做的是错的。
But if you don't want to understand what you did was wrong.
你根本不觉得你有犯错。
But if you feel that you did nothing wrong,
你怎么会回转呢？
Then why would you return back?
所以认识道理是回转归向神的开始。
So understanding the words of God is the beginning of returning.
回转归向神是得恩典的开始。
And returning back to God is the beginning of blessing.
所以我们如果今天希望我们的生活当中有神的看顾。
So today, if we hope that God will look after us in our lives,
必须要先认识道理啊。
That we need to understand the words of God.
但是这个律法书是从哪里找来的？
So where do we find this book of law?
这一本律法书啊，在神的殿中很久了。
And that the book of law is actually it's in the temple for a long time.
啊，但是没有人知道。
But nobody knows.
没有人看见。
That nobody saw it.
更没有人去阅读。
That nobody read it.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为没有人去整理神的殿啊。
Because there was nobody to cleanse the temple of God.
哦，所以啊，要得到律法书。
So in order to receive the book of law.
要从整理神的殿开始啊。
That it originates from first cleaning the temple.
要回转归向神。
So in order to return to God.
要从整理自己心中的殿开始啊。
That you first start by cleaning the temple within you.
生活的改变。
To change your life.
信仰的重视。
And to value your faith again.
道理的追求。
And to pursue the words of God.
事工的参与。
That you need to do more holy work.
哎，当你开始把你的人生脚步开始回转啊。
That if you turn back your footsteps.
啊，不再一直追求世界，不停的去赚钱。
And that if you, then and you start pursuing wealth in the world.
从满脑子的钱钱钱变成神神神。
That besides thinking all about money, you start thinking about God.
那你就会发觉说你的人生开始不一样啊。
And you realize your life is different.
哎，很多以前呢、啊，看圣经啊，一看就睡着啊。以前呢、啊，哇，拿起圣经来就睡着啊。
And before, like for some members when they read the Bible, they fall asleep.
啊，有的信徒说啊，哇，那个晚上失眠啊，圣经拿起来还没翻到第二页就睡着了。
Then there are some members that if they can't fall asleep, they just read the Bible, they'll fall asleep.
哎，但是当你开始回转你的脚步啦。
So if you turn back your footsteps,
啊，开始重视聚会，重视信仰啊。
And if you value your faith, and you value church service,
啊，开始学习祷告啦。
You learn to pray.
那你会发觉说，你看圣经的感受会不一样啊。
And you realize that you have a special that the words of God will move you.
以前觉得圣经非常无聊。
You feel before you felt the Bible was very boring.
以前觉得聚会非常痛苦。
And before you felt that coming to service was causing you to suffer.
以前觉得祷告是种虐待。
And you think that praying is very tiring.
哎，但是因为今天你回转归向神啊。
But today, if you return back to God.
啊，当你开始重视信仰啊。
That you value your faith.
你知道吗？你对信仰的感受就开始不同了。
Then you'll be moved by your faith.
啊，在道理当中认识神。
That if you understand the words of God.
在祷告当中看到神。
That in your prayers you'll be able to see God.
在生活当中摸到神。
That in your life you'll be able to touch God.
从那时候开始你的信仰成为一种真实而且活的见证。
And from that moment, your life becomes a living testimony.
都从整理神的殿开始啊。
And it all starts from cleansing the temple.
啊，只有借着整理神的殿，你才能够找到藏在其中的律法书哦。
That only from cleaning the temple, you'll find the book of law.
啊，但是当你找到这个律法书啊
，And once you find the book of law,
你接下来要怎么做也是你的选择啊。
How you respond to it is also your responsibility.
这里约西亚得到的律法书，他就读。
And when Hosea found the book of law, he read it.
他读了以后啊，就撕裂衣服啊。
And after he read it, he tore his clothes.
他就痛苦啊。
And he started repenting.
并且开始改变啊。
And he started changing.
很多时候啊，当我们在聚会听到的时候哦。
So today, when we often hear the when we hear the sermons,
我们有时候也会听到一些啊砸我们心的内容啊。
And we might stumble upon some topics that might cut into our hearts.
啊，圣经里面有些道理好像不断的要教导你要。告诉你什么、哦、
？And there are some teachings in the Bible that are directly right at us.
很多时候你都知道神要告诉你什么。
A lot of times we know what God is going to tell us.
啊，但是啊，你可以选择有不同的，你可以选择不同的道路啊。
But you could choose, you could pick your own response.
我们来看《使徒行传》第二章哦。
Turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传》的第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第三十六节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 36.
《使徒行传》的第二章三十六节
，Acts chapter 2 verse 36。
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。三十七节
，verse 37。
众人听见这话，就觉得扎心呐、啊，就对使徒彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当。”怎样行哈？那这里啊，当彼得啊起来做啊起来证道的时候
，We hear when Peter first started preaching.
他说众人听到彼得所讲的话，就觉得扎心呐、啊。
And when the people hear his words, they were cut to their hearts.
那既然扎心了，他们就问彼得哦。
So because they're cut to their heart, they ask Peter.
彼得，彼得啊，我们要怎么样行才可以呢
？So they ask Peter, what shall we do?
那彼得就说你们要悔改啊。
So Peter told them you need to repent.
要受洗啊。
Then be baptized.
要改变啊。
And change.
然后要得圣灵啊。
And be received the Holy Spirit.
那这是彼得告诉他们的啊。
So this is what Peter taught them.
因为他们觉得扎心啊。
And because they were cut into their heart.
那但是在使徒行传第七章啊。
So in Acts chapter 7,
同样一样的状况啊。
It has a similar scenario.
当斯蒂凡做了一个布道哦。
And when Stephen may testify.
我们来看使徒行传的第七章啊。
So Acts chapter 7,
第五十四节。
Verse 54.
使徒行传的第七章五十四节啊。
Acts chapter 7, verse 54.
这里说众人听了这话就极其恼怒，向斯蒂法咬牙切齿。五十七节啊。
55.
五十七节，众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐心涌上前去。第十五十八。
Verse 58.
把他推到城外，用石头打他，用做见证人把衣裳放在一个少年人的名叫扫罗的脚前。五十九哈。
Verse 59.
五十九，这么用石头打他，斯蒂法呼吁神说。求主接受我的灵魂，又跪下来说：“主啊，不要将这罪归给他们。”说了这话，
Verse 60,
就睡了。扫罗也喜悦他被害。哈、哦，这里啊也是一样啊，讲了一篇道理啊。
So we hear Stephen also preached to the multitude.
众人也是听得扎心呐、啊。
And after hearing his words, they were cut into their hearts.
但是扎心的结果是什么
？So what is the result?
就是捡起石头把斯蒂芬打死啊。
And they picked up the stone and stoned Stephen.
一样都是在讲道理。
At the same Similarly, they're both preaching.
一样都是让人听得扎心。
And when they hear it, they will all cut into their hearts.
但是人可以选择完全不一样的结果。
But man could choose different results.
有的人当他扎心。
And some people when they hear the truth,
他问自己说
，They ask themselves,
我要怎么样行才能得救
？And what should I do to be saved?
有的人听了扎心。
And someone when they heard the words of God,
他们却说
，And they say.
传道为什么老是找我的麻烦
？And why is the pastor always rebuking me？
讲什么不好，不会讲一些好听的啊
？Why can't he say something nice？
干嘛老是讲这种让我听了不舒服的话
？Every time he preaches, he's always rebuking me。
就决定拿石头把传道打死。
They took out a stone and wanted to stone the pastor。
这是一种选择啊。
And this is also your choice。
神的道理给你了。
That the words of God has given to you。
圣经在你的眼前。
That the Bible is in front of you。
听了以后。你有不同的感觉，你听了以后，神的道理砸了你的心。
And after you hear it, you're touched by the truth.
那对约西亚来说，哈
，So for Hosea,
当他听了以后，他就撕裂衣服痛苦啊。
When he heard the words of God, he tore his clothes and he cried.
痛苦之后，他就开始改变学习呀。
And after he cried, he changed himself.
你呢？你要怎么选择
？So what is your choice?
神的话放在你的眼前。
The words of God are in front of you.
很多东西让你听得不舒服。
And a lot of things when you heard it, you're very uncomfortable.
你要怎么选择
？So what is your choice?
遮起你的眼。
Will you cover your eyes?
撕掉那页你不喜欢的。
What will you tore off the Bible?
逃避。
Will you run away?
不生气。
And that you're angered.
不再来教会。
That you stop coming.
传道，你在讲这个我不喜欢的，我以后不来了。
That pastor, you keep preaching something I don't like, so I'm not going to come anymore.
我只喜欢听神爱世人，神爱我，信耶稣恩典很多。
And I only want to hear that God loves us and that God will give us a lot of blessings.
信耶稣发大财，赚大钱，身体健康。
And that if we believe in God, you'll become very wealthy and prosperous.
啊，我只喜欢听这个啊。
Very good.
传道，你在讲哦，不可以犯罪，要奉献十一捐。再讲我就不来了。
That pastor, if you keep on preaching, we need to offer a tithe, and we cannot commit sin. Then it makes me very uncomfortable.
哎，真的，有时候这是你自己的选择啊。
And sometimes that's your choice.
约西亚选择撕裂衣服。
And that Hosea has chosen to tore his clothes.
约西亚选择把这一卷律法书让大家都知道。
That Hosea, he chose to spread the words of God.
约西亚选择一起带动百姓改变生活。
And Hosea has chosen to lead the people into repentance.
约西亚选择询问怎么样行才能得救。
And Hosea has decided to ponder upon how can he return to God.
你呢？你的选择又是什么
？So today, what is our choice?
今天，如果你听的道理没有感到扎心
，So today, if you hear the words of God, and you're not cut into heart.
如果你觉得圣经的话跟你没有关系
，And you think that the words of God has nothing to do with you.
你觉得神的责备从来不是在讲你
？And you think that the rebukes of God is not towards you.
那你的信仰糟糕了。
Then your faith is very pitiful.
但是如果你今天比较敏感
，So today if you're more sensitive,
你可以感受到说，听到道理，觉得说我的确有不对的地方。
And if you hear the words of God, you think that oh, there are rooms for improvement.
我需要改变，我需要追求，我需要更用心。
and that we that I need to change and I need to put in more effort.
我听到道理觉得扎心啊。
And if I hear the words of God, and I feel very.
我觉得传道就在讲我。
I feel that the pastor is talking directly.
我觉得圣经就在讲我。
I feel that the Bible is talking directly towards me.
啊，感谢主啊，至少你的良心还活着啊。
And thank God, at least you still have a very clear conscience.
但是活着的良心，下一步你要怎么做呢？
So what is your next step?
你可以选择回到从前。
You could choose to return back to your old ways of life.
哦，被刺了两下。
Even though you feel your heart feel that's been pierced.
难过了一点。
That you feel little sad.
撕裂的衣服。
That you might have torn your clothes.
没关系，再缝起来就好了。
It's okay. You just bandage it back.
道理刺了我，哎呀，我做的不好。
That you might feel that the words of God has pierced my heart.
没关系啦，过两天我就忘记了啊。
That's fine. In a little while, I forget about it.
可能又回到原来的生活里面啊。
Maybe you'll return back to your ways of life.
哦，说好像那个我们讲说死猪不怕开水烫嘛，对不对？
We often say that a dead pig is not afraid of hot water.
啊，你已经死掉啦，那个烫一下没什么关系啊，不会痛啊。
That a dead pig is no longer alive. So if you pour hot water on it, it has no reaction.
啊，所以我们信仰不要活到。不要信仰，不要过到好像没有生命一样啊。
So we shouldn't live. So our spiritual life shouldn't be as if it's dead.
啊，但是啊，当我们啊听道理被刺到了。
So、today when you hear the words of God and we're being pierced.
你可以选择的。
That we can make a choice.
你可以选择生气。
You could choose to be angry.
再讲我就不来了。
That if you keep preaching about me, then
你可以选择麻木。
And that you could choose to be numb.
刺啊，就习惯了。
That just let just say whatever you want. I won't care.
你也可以选择痛苦。
And you could choose to cry.
好，因为改变是痛苦的。
Because to change is very sorrowful.
因为改变要付出代价。
Because to change requires you
to make sacrifices. 这个选择没有人能替你做啊。
And this choice nobody can make for you.
甚至没有人知道啊。
And also nobody knows.
只有你自己最清楚。
And only you're the only one who's
right. 只有你自己知道你有没有被神的话给刺到你心里啊。
And only you're the only one who knows if you've been pierced by the words of God.
只有你自己能够决定被刺到之后你要怎么来做啊。
And you're the only one who could choose to decide what is your next step after you heard the words of God. And the choice is yours.
但是结果也是你需要承担的。
But the results is also directly effective towards you.
所以约西亚找到律法书。
So when Hosea found the book of law,
他听了律法书。
And we heard the book of law,
他痛苦撕裂衣服。
That he was very sorrowful and tore his clothing.
接下来就是全民改革啊。
And next step is that he led the Israelites to repent.
我们看三十五章哦。
Turn to Second Chronicles chapter 35.
历代志下的三十五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 35.
三十五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 35.
第十七节啊。
Verse 7.
啊，十六节啊。
Verse 16.
历代志下的三十五章的十六节。
Second Chronicles chapter 35 verse 16。
啊，当日供给神的事齐备了，就照约西亚王的吩咐守逾越节，献燔祭在神的祭坛上。十七。
Verse 17。
当时在耶路撒冷的以色列人守逾越节，又守除酵节七日。第十八。
Verse 18。
啊，自从先知撒母耳以来，在以色列中没有守这样的逾越节，以色列诸王也没有守过像约西亚祭司利未人。并在那里的犹大人和以色列人以及耶路撒冷居民所守的逾越节十九节。这逾越节是约西亚作王十八年守的。哦，那这里啊，我们讲到说约西亚撕裂衣服啦。
So here it's mentioned that Hosea tore his clothing.
但他没有说撕裂衣服撕完了啊，难过哭一哭就算了。
And Hosea doesn't just tore his clothes and then forget about it.
我们很多时候啊，读经祷告的时候会被刺到。
And sometimes when we read the Bible and we pray, we're touched.
哦，所以读经的时候觉得啊，神在跟我说话。
And when we read the Bible, it seems as if God is talking directly towards us.
祷告的时候觉得神在责备我啊。
And when we're praying, it appears that God is rebuking us.
啊，但是呢，祷告啊，哭啊。
But even though we prayed, we cried in our prayers.
啊，每一次都是这样啊，主啊，赦免我，主啊，原谅我。
That we pray like this every year, and that we pray for God to forgive us.
啊，哭完以后呢？
And after we cry,
啊，哭完以后就觉得好多了嘛。
After we cry, we feel much better.
啊，觉得好多了就回去继续犯罪啊。
And after we feel a little better, we go home and we return to our sin.
所以每一次回来都是不断的在悔改啊。
So every time we return, we're always repenting.
每一次悔改都是为一样的事情啊。
That we're repenting of the same sin.
主啊，我软弱啊。
God, I'm very weak.
下次回来，主啊，我又软弱了。
We pray to God and say that, Oh Lord, I'm weak again.
信主十年，主啊，我还是软弱啊。
And after 10 years, you still feel very weak.
啊，更糟的是，永远为同样的事情祷告。
And what's even worse is you keep on repenting of the same sin.
没有长进，没有改变。
And that there's no improvement, no change.
这种哭泣，这种祷告没有用啊。
That this type of prayer is not very edifying.
如果今天我们只是撕裂衣服
，And today if we just tore our clothing,
却没有行动的改变
，that we do not change our deeds.
这种祷告是虚假的。
And this is a very, very superficial prayer.
我们来看约书亚记哦。
Turn to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记。
Turn to the book of Joshua.
我们看约书亚记的第七章。
Joshua chapter 7.
第六节啊。
Verse 6.
约书亚记的第七章第六节。
Joshua chapter 7, verse 6.
第六节。
Joshua chapter 7 verse 6.
约书亚就撕裂衣服，他和以色列的长老把灰撒在头上，他在神的约柜面前伏伏在地，直到晚上。第七。
Verse 7.
约书亚说：哀哉，主神啊，你为什么把这个百姓领过约旦河，将我们交在亚摩利人手中，使我们灭亡呢？我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节，神吩咐约书亚说：起来，你为何这样俯伏在地呢？十一节，以色列人犯了罪，违背我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的之物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把当灭之物放在他们的家具里。十二，因此以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，他们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，因为成为被咒诅的。好，那这里啊，告诉我们一件事情哦。
So we're here to teach you something.
他说以色列人去打仗打输了。
And when the Israelites fail in the battles.
啊，结果约书亚就在这里啊，撕裂衣服啊。
And we hear the Israelites tore their clothes.
他说在神的面前俯伏祷告直到晚上啊。
And they pray until evening.
有没有很虔诚？
And are they very fervent?
有，非常虔诚啊。
And they're very fervent.
有没有很痛苦？
And are they in suffering?
有，非常痛苦啊。
And they're suffering.
撕裂衣服啊，披麻蒙灰啊。
And that they tore their clothes and they put on a sackcloth.
他的祷告有没有蒙神垂听？
And the God heard the prayer.
很抱歉，他的祷告神没有垂听啊。
But God did not listen to their prayer.
你今天不要以为你祷告很用心，你就一定会蒙垂听啊。
And don't think that just because you pray for a long period of time, God will hear your prayer.
不要以为你撕裂衣服啊，神就会同情你啊。
Don't think that just because you tore all your clothes, that God will have compassion.
这里神对约书亚怎么说
？So what did God say to Joshua?
起来
！So get up.
跪在那里干什么
？And why are you still kneeling there?
你再跪也没有用啊。
That even that's useless for you to kneel there.
祷告是没有效，这个时候祷告是没有效的。
That praying at this time is useless at the moment.
为什么祷告没有效？
And why is your prayers in vain?
因为他撕裂衣服却不处理问题啊。
Because he tore his clothes, but he does not deal with the sin.
他蒙灰祷告，但是他没有起来改变啊。
He poured ashes on himself, but he did not change.
哦，所以虽然撕裂了衣服啊。
Even though he tore his clothes,
但是神不喜悦啊。
But God was not happy with him.
神说以色列人犯了罪啊。
The Israelites have sinned.
如果你不改变，我就要离开你们啊。
If you don't improve, then I will depart from you.
神没有因为约书亚祷告就说啊这件事情算了，没有啊。
And just because Joshua has prayed that God will let this event go.
神说不要祷告了。
And then God told him just to stop praying.
起来去处理问题。
That get up and fix your problem.
从你们中间把罪除掉。
That if you remove sin from you.
不然你再祷告都没有用啊。
That otherwise, no matter how long you pray, it's useless.
需不需要祷告？
Is it important to pray?
需要祷告。
That you need to pray.
但是祷告的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of prayer?
当我们跪下来撕裂衣服在神面前祷告，目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of tearing our clothes and praying?
使我们能够站起来，有勇气去面对并且解决我们的问题啊。
It's to give us strength so that we can return back to God.
不要以祷告成为一种逃避的借口。
That we shouldn't use prayer as an excuse.
犯了错啊，我祷告过了啊，没事没事，祷告过了。
That if we just pray and that for God to forgive our sins.
啊，下次还是一样犯一样的错。
The next time you make the same mistake.
哦，那这样子这种祷告是没有效的。
And this type of prayer is useless.
哦，所以啊，约西亚不是只有重新建立圣殿哦。
So besides be.So Hosea, besides rebuilding the temple,
约西亚不是只是读了律法书撕裂衣服而已啊。
Not only did he just read the book of law and just tore his clothing.
啊，在这里讲说约西亚守逾越节。
That Hosea kept the Passover.
把律法书上所说的、所要求的，把它活出来啊。
That he live out the words of God.
说啊，从撒母耳的时代到如今，没有这个样子的。
That from the time of Samuel, there was till now, they never experienced anything like this.
所以道理让我们学习。
So the words of God, teaches this.
学习让我们生活改变。
And after we learn the words of God, we need to change our lifestyle.
信仰不是一种知识。
And that our faith is not a knowledge,
而是一种生命的根基。
And it's the root of our life.
所以道理不是只是学而已。
So the words of God, besides learning it,
更要能够把它活出来。
We need to live out the words of God.
如同约西亚一样。
Just like Hosea.
从认识道理。
For understanding the words of God.
到追求信仰。
To pursuing his faith.
到突破环境。
And to overcoming his environment,
到改变全国
and to changing his entire kingdom,
使得他成为神眼中行得正的国王
so he became someone who did what was right in the eyes of God,
能够蒙神祝福并且得百姓的喜悦
and he was blessed by God and was loved by his people,
所以希望我们今天能以他做我们学习的榜样啊
so today we hope we can learn from his example,
把我们心中荒凉的殿重新建立起来。
We could rebuild the temple within our hearts.
哦，寻找到神的律法书。
And find the book of law.
并且开始守节期。
And start to keep the festivals.
就能够看到神的恩典再次临到我们的生命当中。
That we can see the blessing of God once again poured upon us.
我们一起来唱诗哦。
Let's sing him.
那唱诗162首。
Sing him 162.
信仰的路上啊，难免总会遇到一些风浪哦。
And we mentioned earlier that in our spiritual journey,
但是这条路上只要能够靠着主，我们就能够胜过，能够走过这条路。
In our spiritual journey, we might be met with some storms in our life, but if we rely on God, we could overcome.
但是有时候要靠我们自己呀，并不容易哦。
But if we rely on your own strength, it's very difficult.
所以主耶稣特别应许我们。
So Christ has promised.
要作为我们随时的帮助。
And that to be our constant help.
我们只要借着向他祷告。
And that if we pray to him,
他必垂听并且怜悯。
And that he'll hear our prayers and have mercy on us.
好，所以我们都需要啊，有主耶稣的帮助在我们的生活当中。
And we hope that we have the help of God in our life.
好，所以啊，主耶稣应许我们了。
So God has promised us.
他说啊，我们如果用心认真的去求。
And that if we pray with all our hearts.
他就要将他的圣灵赐给我们。
That God will give us the Holy Spirit.
他说啊，借着圣灵你的祷告，使我们能够明白主的旨意。
And do praying with our in spirit that will understand the will of God.
并且能够引导我们的脚步。
And he'll guide our footsteps.
赐给我们力量。
And give us strength.
很多时候我们都希望做对的事情。
Oftentimes we want to do what's right.
我们都能够希望勇敢改变我们的习惯。
That we want to have this courage to change our environment.
但是人有心却常常做不到。
And sometimes we might have the heart, but we might still fail.
所以都要靠圣灵的力量啊。
So we need to rely on the strength of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是神所赐给我们的帮助。
So Holy Spirit is something sent for God to help us.
那怎么求圣灵？
So how do you pray for the Holy Spirit?
很简单哦。
It's very easy.
我们跪下来，眼睛闭起来，手合着。
That if we just kneel down and clasp our hands,
使我们能够专心
so that we could concentrate.
然后我们第一句话说，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And when we first say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
然后我们不断的说哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And next we just say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚是希伯来文。
Hallelujah, it's Hebrew.
赞美神的意思哈。
It means to praise God.
如果我们不知道要讲什么。
And if we don't know what to say,
我们就不断的赞美他。
If we don't know what to say, then just praise him.
因为神知道我们的需要啊。
Because God knows our needs.
那我们也可以把自己心中的话，一些心中的苦恼告诉他。
And we could tell God our difficulties in our life.
因为主是有怜悯的神。
Because God is very merciful.
所以当圣灵临到你的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit descends on you.
圣经上面告诉我们，圣灵临到，你会说出一种自己也听不懂的话来。
And the Bible mentioned that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you'll speak a language that you might not understand.
这个在使徒行传里面有记载。
And this is recorded in Acts.
说你听不懂。
That even though you might not understand.
你隔壁的也听不懂。
And in your name, neighbors might not understand.
但是没关系啊，神听得懂就好了。
But as long as God understands, it's good.
圣经上说，这是在灵里述说各样的奥秘。
And the Bible says that it teaches that it speaks his wonders in the spirit.
能够使得到能够使祈祷的人得到安慰。
So that the person who is praying can be edified.
所以我们都要求神用圣灵浇灌我们。
So we need to ask God to fill us with His Holy Spirit.
我们在祷告当中也特别为林诗通弟兄来祷告哦。
In our prayers, let us remember Brother 诗通。
诗通弟兄现在的状况不是很好。
And that his medical conditions aren't very good.
现在还在医院的加护病房里面啊。
That he's still in the intensive care unit in the hospital.
我们真的要用心祷告，求主耶稣施怜悯。
We ask God to have mercy on him.
并求主耶稣给他的家人力量。
That we ask God to give strength to His family members.
能够在这件事上不断的用心祷告。
And let us put in our effort into our prayers, praying for this.
我们现在一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.